Federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh made the rounds in the region Monday, touting female empowerment in Cambridge. Singh made his stop at Cambridge candidate Marjorie Knight's campaign office in Preston Monday afternoon, where he was greeted by a room packed with supporters. Singh praised provincial NDP leader Andrea Horwath's plans for Ontario. "What we're doing in Ontario is building that legacy, a limitless future for kids and for people and for families," Singh said. In his speech, he referenced all the unfinished business he had during his tenure as an MPP and how he is living vicariously through candidates like Knight. He said he is proud to see so many empowered women joining the effort to further the NDP platform and make their voices heard. "We have four candidates running in the region and they're all women. This is amazing," he said. Singh didn't miss his chance to throw some shots at Ontario Progressive Conservative leader Doug Ford. "We are going to form a government that's not out there hooking up the wealthy elite, as Doug Ford pretty blatantly and brazenly done," Singh said. Now on the eve of the election, he's proposing a highway that specifically benefits his wealthy developer friends. He said Ford routinely does things in the interest of his close, wealthy friends and hurts people and families and workers. Knight said she is ready to get to work in Parliament with her NDP colleagues and make the voices of Cambridge heard. "When five of us are sitting in that parliament, oh, the differences we will make," Knight said. Pointing to a young girl at the event who Knight said she has known for a long time, she said wants to see firsthand that a bright future can be built for women like her, all over this country. "The things she will do will be even greater because we will have open doors for her and for others like her. We are inclusive and we embrace everyone, even though we're a little biased towards women," Knight said. Singh said Knight needs to get elected and reflects on what his government has accomplished thus far. "We brought in Medicare, we're bringing in pharmacare and dental care. If we can do that with 25 MPs in Ottawa, imagine what we can do with a government in Queen's Park," Singh said.